As the upcoming general election approaches, we reflect upon the critical importance of political participation. Democracy Then and Now, Citizenship and Public Education, a Maryland Humanities-supported initiative at the University of Maryland, asks students, faculty, staff, and all Marylanders to consider how public higher education has contributed to the inclusion and exclusion of certain people in full citizenship, including voting rights. Kimberly Coles, Associate Professor of English at University of Maryland, tells us about a recent court case that sheds light on the role of public education in civic participation.
In 2006 in the state of New York, a case brought by the Campaign for Fiscal Equity, or CFE, concerning public education as a basic constitutional right was resolved in favor of the plaintiff. The CFE argued that the goal of education was not simply vocational. Rather, the purpose of education was training for civic involvement. The state of New York did not disagree with the premise. The state, as defendant, only argued that once a student had completed eighth grade, it had met its burden and had offered sufficient training for civic participation. The case was then elevated to the High Court to decide the level of education required for full participation in civic life. Such an argument could only be advanced in the United States. Public education was broadly conceived by the educational and political founders of this country as an instrument for shaping the political citizen. Certainly not everyone counted as a citizen, and the educational fortunes of various subjects within the American polity has shifted over time. But Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, Horace Mann all considered certain areas of education crucial in honing the public political citizen. English and rhetoric, history, modern languages, classics, political and moral philosophy. This core set of disciplines, commonly known today as the liberal arts, trained the uneducated and propertyless in civic participation. This was the ground on which CFE made their case. Michael Rebell, co-founder, former executive director and counsel for the CFE, has observed that 24 state courts, quote, explicitly held that preparation for capable citizenship is a primary purpose of public education. In a May 9 Boston Review forum focused on the goals of education, Danielle Allen, director of the Edmund J. Safra Center for Ethics at Harvard, cited the fact that, quote, the vast majority of state constitutions include a right to education that is tied to a civic purpose. Allen argues that participatory readiness proves a better way to promote equality through education. Allen points out that the participatory paradigm demands a higher educational standard than the vocational, and that elevating education can be achieved by changing its objective. In the campaign for fiscal equity versus the state of New York, Judge Leland DeGrasse finally ruled on the premise of capable civic participation. The court maintained that meaningful participation in civic life required the ability to make sense of complex ballot propositions and to follow complicated argumentation concerning evidence at trial. This, DeGrasse determined, demanded a 12th grade level of verbal and math skills and similarly advanced competence in social studies and economics. Democracy Then and Now, Citizenship and Public Education, a two-month series at the University of Maryland in the fall, asked students, faculty, and staff to consider the history of public education in the U.S. and to think through what the denial of good public education means for people in terms of their public lives as civically engaged citizens, members of communities, and professionals in society.
Democracy Then and Now, Citizenship and Public Education starts this month and runs through the election in November. More information can be found at dtn.umd.edu. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.